Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir daf Mem Vav. Mareinu left off yesterday at the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Hey Amud Beis for the sponsorships. Today's shiur, sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Lea Shalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Cohn in honor of the yahrzeit of his father, Paul Cohn Moshe Leo Ben Eliakim, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow. We thank both sponsors very, very much for their sponsorship of the shiur. So today, we are going to cover, it's really two Mishnayos, hopefully. We'll get to the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Beis, but it's really primarily one topic, and that topic is about the concluding ceremony, if you will, or the procedure for the Nazir who completes his term of Naziras. So we've already been learning about the various karbanos. We know that there's tiglachas. We know that that's the procedure where the nazir has to shave all of the hair on his head. That we've been discussing over the past couple of days. And there's also a concept that we're going to be introduced to in our Mishnah of tenufa, of a certain waving that the nazir has to do with the various karbanos and some of the chalos and the matzos that are brought along with the karbanos. And the primary discussion on both Mem Vav Amud Aleph, turning to Mem Vav Amud Beis, is going to be which of these procedures is ma'akev. We're going to see that there's a fundamental machlokas between, it's in the Mishnah, but also in the Gemara, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon, when exactly a Nazir is permitted to drink wine. So we know that during the days of his Nazirus, the Nazir is not allowed to become Tomei, the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. We know that at the end of the Nazirus, he has to do all of this, this whole process for completing his Nazirus. The question is, when exactly in the process is the Nazir allowed to drink wine again? In other words, when does the Nazirus officially end? Does it officially end after the first stage of this whole closing procedure? Or does it not end until after the entire procedure is followed through with and is actually completed? And that is going to lead to a discussion of whether the tenufa, the waving that we're going to see in our Mishnah, is ma'akev in the completing process of the Nazir, or whether the teglachas is ma'akev as well. That's going to be the primary topic of Mem Vav Amud Aleph, turning to Mem Vav Amud Beis, and then we're going to have a Mishnah on Mem Vav Amud Beis at toward the bottom, which is going to talk about what happens if you bring one of the karbanos or multiple of the karbanos and you do the tiglachas, and it turns out that one of the karbanos that you brought was pusel. So what happens now? Because you're supposed to do the tiglachas after you brought one of the karbanos of Naziris. In other words, we saw yesterday there were three karbanos. There's a chatas, there's an ola, and there's a shlamim. So you're supposed to bring one of the karbanos, and then you're supposed to do the tiglachas. What happens if that karban was tameh, if that karban was pasul? So it turns out if that karban was pasul, you did the tiglachas before you actually brought the karban. And a nazir, before he brings the karban, is not supposed to shave. So the question is, what happens? What happens to the shaving? Does he have to shave again? Does he have to wait? How long does he have to wait? How many more karbanos does he have to bring? What about the other karbanos that haven't been brought yet? Are those valid or are those invalid? So we'll see all that. That's hopefully the last couple of lines on Mem Vav Amud Beis. But again, we'll pick up from the Mishnah on Mem Hey Amud Beis at the bottom. Says the Mishnah as follows. Hayim Avashel Es HaShlamim. So again, there were three karbanos. There was a chatas, there was an ola, and there was a shlamim. They would cook the shlamim, shulkand, or they would be sholek the shlamim. There's a machlokas here between the mafaresh and Tosfos as to what shulkand means. The mafaresh says that shulkand is undercooked. Tosfos, whose pshat we'll go with, says that shulkand is overcooked, that it's cooked more than is necessary. So they would either cook the shlamim, or they would overcook the shlamim. Hakohen notel es hazra b'sheila. The Kohen would take the cooked foreleg of the shlamim min ha'ayil from the ram that was used as a shlamim. Tosfos here quotes a weird machlokas as to whether the zroa b'sheila, whether the cooked foreleg is the foreleg of the ayil, or whether they would make the full ayil and then an extra cooked foreleg. So whether they would make an extra leg plus the ayil, pashup shat is that it's the leg of the ayil that was shechted as the shlamim, that was shlechted for the shlamim. So the kohen takes the cooked foreleg of the shlamim, v'chalas matzah echas min asal, and one challah from the basket. There had to be bread brought along with the concluding shlamim sacrifice of the Nazir. V'rakik matzah achas, and he would take one matzah wafer. So one matzah loaf, one matzah wafer. Of course, we know that the matzah that the Gemara is referring to is not our type of thin matzah. It's a little bit of a thicker matzah. So he would take these three things. He would take the cooked foreleg, he would take the chalas matzah, he would take the rakik matzah, v'nosen al kapei ha-nazir, and he would put them on the palms of the Nazir. Umanifan, and he would have to wave the Nazir's palms around in all sorts of directions. He would wave the Nazir's palms while the Nazir was holding all of these items. And after that, the Nazir would become permitted to drink wine and to become Tamei Lemes. And Tosfos points out over here, the second to last Tosfos on the page, Lechora Nire, the Haitana, Krevelezer, Damar Begamara, the Asr Lishos Yayin Ad Achar Kolamaisim Shemafarish. Tosfos here is giving us a preview. The Gemara is going to introduce us, as we mentioned in the Akdama, to the Shira Machlokas between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shimon, when exactly the Nazir is absolved or when he's released from his restrictions of Naziras. When is he allowed to drink wine? Is it after the entire process is completed, or is it as soon as one of the karbanos is shechted? In our Mishnah, which talks about the shechita of the karban shlamim, the cooking of the karban shlamim, the tnufa, and then the nazir is allowed to drink wine, seems as if this Tana in our Mishnah is going like the shita of Rebbe Eliezer, who holds that the Nazir is not released from his restrictions of Naziris until after the entire Tahara process, the entire concluding process is completed. But we'll come back to that in the Gemara. Turning to Mem Vav and Aleph, Reb Shimon Omer, Kivin Shenizrek Olav Echas Men Adamim, Hutara Nazir Lishtos B'yayin Uli Tami Lemesim. Reb Shimon is the Man D'Amar who's cholek on Reb Eliezer, and Reb Shimon says no, he doesn't have to finish all of this process in order to drink wine. As soon as one of the karbonos is shechted and the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach, the blood needs to be sprinkled on the mizbeach because the blood, the dam, is always the mechaper by a karbon, so the shechit of the karbon itself is really not what effectuates the kapara, it's not the meaningful action in this whole concluding procedure. The meaningful action is really the zrika, but Rav Shimon says as soon as one of the animals is shechted and you do the zrika sadam, that's enough. And the Tosfos over here points out, k'd'darshina b'gemara achar ma'isa yechidi, because Rav Shimon will say in the Gemara, really it's the sheet of the Chachamim that we'll see in the Gemara, that as soon as you do one of the actions relating to this whole concluding ceremony, that's when you're allowed to drink wine. So as soon as you shecht one of the karbanos, and you do the zrikas adam of one of the karbanos, you're allowed to drink wine. That's the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Eliezer again said, no, you're not allowed to drink wine until after you finish all of this concluding ceremony. Okay, says now the Gemara. So Tana Rabbana, the achar yishte hanazir yayin. So it says after that, so and after that we have to look in the Torah R because he tells us what this pasuk says. It says Vehina Fosaf HaKoin Tnufa Lefnei Hashem, and after the Kohen puts the Zroa B'Shela, the cooked foreleg, and the Chalas Matzah, and the Rukik Matzah, and the Kapei HaNazir, then they wave them as a Tnufa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Ula Kohen, Al Chazei HaTnufa V'Al Shoka Truma V'Achar Yishte HaNazir Yayin. And after the Tnufa, then the Nazir is allowed to drink wine. So what does it mean, V'Acher? So V'Acher Yishte HaNazir Yayin. So it says the Gemara, Acher HaMasim Kulan Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. It's after all of the completing ceremony is finished, says Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim Omrim, Achar Ma'aseh Yechidi. No, when it says Achar Yishta Nazir Yayin, it doesn't mean that the Nazir has to wait until after this whole ceremony is completed. It means after one stage of the ceremony is completed, then that's going to be enough. And the Mefarish explains, this means after one of the karbanos is brought and the zrika of that karban is done on the Mizbeach, the Nazir is allowed to drink wine. The Afal Gav She'adayin Lo Gileach De Teglachas Lo Ma'akva. And the Mefarish spells out, and you don't even have to wait for the Teglachas, you don't even have to wait for the Giluach, because Teglachas, the whole shaving part of the ceremony, is not Ma'akev according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim that we're quoting in this Brisa is obviously Rav Shimon from our Mishnah. That is Rav Shimon in our Mishnah who said that all you need is one Ma'isa to be done, at which point the Nazir is allowed to drink wine again. So says the Gemara, Ma'ita Mayu D'Rabbanan. So what's the reason for the Rabbanan? We don't ask what the reason is for Rebbe Eliezer, because the reason for Rebbe Eliezer is sort of obvious. The Torah tells us all about the concluding ceremony of the Nazir. The Torah tells us about the three karbanas. The Torah tells us about the teklachah. The Torah tells us about the tenufa. And after all of that, the Torah says, v'achar Nazir yishtayayin. And after that, the Nazir drinks wine. So the push-up shot when you're reading the psukim is the psukim say, I've got to do things A, B, and C. And after that, I'm allowed to drink wine. So that makes sense. But according to the Chachamim, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, we say that the Nazir is allowed to drink wine as soon as he does one of the concluding ceremony. Why is it that that they say that you don't have to do the whole thing? Why is it that they say that you're allowed to drink wine right away? So my tamayo drabana, it's not the pashup shot. So says the Gemara, they have a gzera shava. It says over here by Nazirus that after, it says va'acher, that's the key word, the Nazir is allowed to drink wine, v'ksiv hasam, and it says over there, by what's hasam? Hasam is by tnufa, achar hiskalcho, it says after the tiglachas, and the pasuk over here, the full pasuk says, v'lokacha kohen es azroa b'sheila min ha'ayil v'chalas matzah achas min ha'sal, v'rokik matzah acha echad v'nosan al kapei ha'nozir, achar hiskalcho es nizro, that the tnufa is done after the tiglachas, so we make gzeira shava. So ma'hosam achar ma'asi yechidi, just like over there by Tnufa, what is the Tnufa after, when it comes after, that it says, Achar is Galcho, the Tnufa comes after the Giluach. It comes after only you do one thing. You only do one thing, and that's when you do the Tnufa. Afkan, also here, where it says, Ve'achar ha-Nazir yishteyayin, and after that, the Nazir is going to be able to drink wine, Achar ma'is ha-yechidi. Maybe it means that after you do only one of the things. So because the reference by Tnufa, the Tnufa comes after something and it's after only one thing, so to over here, the reference to drinking wine, when it says the word after, when it says the word acher, it comes after only one thing, which means after Ma'ase Yechidi, after one of the karbanos is shechted, and the blood is nizrak on the Mizbeach. Okay. So says the Gemara, Avkana Chamasi. See, so says the Gemara, Ema Adi Ikatarvayu. But maybe it's only after you do both of the things. What does it mean, both of the things? It means after Giluach and after the Karbanos. So, Ihachi Gzeira Shava Lamali. But if that's the case, then you don't need a Gzeira Shava. In other words, you don't need a Gzeira Shava because, again, the Pashup Shat of the Pasuk is that if the Pasuk is telling me in detail the entire concluding process, the entire concluding ceremony of the Nazir, and then it says V'acher, and after that, the Nazir is allowed to drink wine, the Pashup Shat, the Pashup way of interpreting this Pasuk is that the Acher means after everything. So if you're coming and telling me that there's a Gzeira Shava, Acher, Titnufa, it's gotta be teaching me something different than the Pashup Shat, and what it's teaching me is that the Acher, even by the concluding process of the Nazir, is that he's allowed to drink wine immediately after bringing one of the karbanos and having the zrika of one of the karbanos. Okay, so that's the machlokas that we saw between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon. Again, and the Chachamim, at least in the Brisa, which is the same as Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, that the Chachamim say that the Nazir is allowed to drink wine after one of the aspects of this concluding ceremony is performed. And Rabbi Eliezer says, nope, you're not allowed to drink wine until the entire ceremony is completed. Says the Gemara. So Amar Rav, and regarding this machlokes, we're going to get into a discussion as to whether tnufa is ma'akev. So the waving that was described in our Mishnah. So Amar Rav, tnufa benazir ma'akeves. That tnufa benazir is going to be ma'akev. What does it mean, ma'akev? So the Mefarish says that if you don't do the tnufa, you're not allowed to drink wine, and you're not allowed to become tamei lames, because you still have all the restrictions of benazir. So says the Gemara, aliba daman. So who is this statement of Rav going like? Ilema libe de Rabbanan, if this, you want to say that the statement is going according to the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan, i.e. Rav Shimon in our Mishnah, would say that the Tnufa is ma'akev, so that can't be, because Teglachas Ami Rabbanan lo ma'akve, Tnufa mi boy, the Rabbanan say that not even Teglachas is ma'akev. In other words, the Rabbanan are the ones who said that as soon as one of the Karbanos is shechted, you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, right away, the Nazir is allowed to drink wine, even before he does the Teglachas. Now, if you're going to say the Teglachas is not going to be ma'akev, certainly the tnufa that you're going to do with the nazir is not going to be ma'akev as well. Tosfa says this is like we're trying to like bring like a little kal v'chomer here that if teglachas is not ma'akev, that the tnufa is not ma'akev as well. What's the basis for this type of kal v'chomer? So the Tosfa says it's as follows, that if teglachas, which is done to the body of the nazir, is not going to be ma'akev, then tnufa, which is not done on the body of the nazir, it's something that the nazir does with his body, but it's not done on the body, certainly that's not going to be ma'akev. Tosfos adds then another layer, because that seems to be like a little bit of a weird kal v'chomer. They're both done with the body. In other words, tnufa, of course, it's done with the body. You put the stuff on the palms of the nazir, and then you have to wave it around. So Tosfa says the other element of the kal v'chomer is that tnufa is never ma'akev. So in other words, the din of tnufa is a din that applies not only by nazir, not only by the concluding ritual of a nazir, but also by regular karbanos. There are a whole bunch of karbanos that you have to shech the karban, and after the shechita of the karban, you have to do tnufa with the karban. That tnufa that you have to do with the karban is never ma'akev. And that's why Tosfa says, the Gemara thinks it is not logical to assume that if teglachas is not going to be ma'akev, then tnufa, which is never ma'akev by any karban, is all of a sudden going to be ma'akev here by nazir. So, and we'll talk about the impact of a carbon that's brought without the tufa. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So says the Gemara Navaiter, we're two lines up from the bottom on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. So Ela Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. So when we had said, when Rav made a statement that tnufa by Nazir is ma'akev, is obviously going according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. He can't be going like the Chachamim, because the Chachamim said as soon as you zorek the blood of one of the karbanos, you're done. So it's obviously going like Rabbi Eliezer. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, says the Gemara Pshita, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Achar Ma'asim Kulam. Rabbi Eliezer said that you're not released from your Naziris, you are not allowed to drink wine until after you finish the entire concluding ceremony of the Naziris. And if the Torah tells me that one part of the concluding ceremony is the tnufa, of course tnufa is going to be ma'akev. Of course, you're going to have to do the tnufa and you're not going to be able to drink wine until after you do the tnufa. Says the Gemara, Mal detema kibin delina kapara shiari mitzvahi. So here we go. So I might think that because linyan kapara tnufa is considered to be shiare mitzvah, it's like a remnant of a mitzvah. So achanami lo ta'akev, therefore over here it shouldn't be ma'akev. Kamash malon, that over here it is ma'akev. So what does it mean, shiare mitzvah? So Tosfos over here says, shiare mitzvah, kadama perakamba dezvachim. So like we'll see in Zavachim, in Seder Kodshim, she'im asa l'tnufa shiare mitzvah, if you make tnufa like the leftover of a mitzvah. In other words, the Gemara is not being pejorative. It's not saying that tnufa is the leftover, it's not the remnant of a mitzvah. But if you act as if tnufa is the remnant of a mitzvah, shem osa l'tnufa shiare mitzvah, klomar shelo asa, if you didn't do it, hare kilu lo chiper, it's as if there should be no kapara for the korban, shelo kia mitzvah min amuvchar, because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah in a mufchar. However, the chiper the ein ma'akeves. But Tosfa says no. In other words, it's as if you didn't get a kapara, but you did get a kapara. What does it mean that it's as if you didn't get a kapara, but you did get a kapara? You got the kapara. In other words, you fulfilled your mitzvah. Did he do the mitzvah min amuvchar? No, you didn't do the mitzvah min amuvchar, but you fulfilled the mitzvah. Ah, okay, so the Gemara is now saying like this. Why do I need a statement of Rav that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, tnufa is ma'akev? Because yes, Rabbi Eliezer said that all of the aspects of the concluding ceremony of the Naziris are ma'akev in order for him to drink wine. He's not allowed to drink until he finishes everything. But I might think that when Rabbi Eliezer says everything, he doesn't mean tnufa, because hare, when the guy brings a regular karban and he doesn't do the tnufa, he's still yotza the mitzvah. Maybe he's not yotza the mitzvah min amufkar, but he's yotza the mitzvah. I might think by a nazir as well, he doesn't have to do the tnufa, kamash malan, because Rabbi Eliezer shita is that he's not able to drink wine until after he does everything in the concluding ceremony of the naziris. the tenufa is going to be ma'akev as well. Okay, good. So now we're going to turn to Memvav and Mebez. And again, where we are is that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, tenufa is ma'akev. So let's bear that in mind. Now, the Gemara gets a little bit confusing with a back and forth, but hopefully we'll be able to keep focus and explain what's going on. So says the Gemara, again, turning to Memvav and Mebez. Umi ma'akva, but is it true that tenufa is ma'akev? So we wanted to say that Rav's statement was that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, tenufa is ma'akev. The question is, really? So mimakva vatanya, but we learn in a braisa, zos toras hanazir. This is the concluding process of a nazir, and the Gemara darshans, bein sheyesh lo kapayim, bein she'ein lo kapayim. Whether the nazir has palms, or whether the nazir doesn't have palms. In other words, and the Mefarish explains that zos toras hanazir lekayim mitzvas tenufa, to be mekayim the mitzvah of tenufa, bein she'ein lo kapayim, she'atnufa ein ma'akeves. So the Mefarish learns from here that the intent of the Gemara is that when it says zos toras hanazir, that this is the concluding process of the nazir, whether the nazir has palms or not, what it really means to say is that the tenufa is not going to be ma'akev, because the concluding process is the same, whether the nazir has palms or not. Now, if the nazir doesn't have palms, he's obviously not waving anything in his palms. So if that nazir is going to be tar regardless, so even a nazir with palms, even if he doesn't wave, he's going to be tar. He's going to be tar regardless. Now, the Rush explains that, so over here we have a shita, or the diuk that the Gemara is trying to make, is that this is the Torah's nazir, and that the nazir is going to be tar whether he does the tenufa or not. And the Rush explains, well, why do we assume that this is the shita of Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Eliezer is the one who said the tenufa is ma'akev. And we're saying, oh, it's tenufa ma'akev, but the nazir who has palms, he becomes tar the same way that the nazir who doesn't have palms becomes tar. And the guy who doesn't have hands, Rachman al-Atlan, obviously can't do the tenufa. So we see that it's not ma'akev. Says the Rush, maybe now the Gemara is going back to the shita of the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, you don't have to do tenufa. Even a nazir with palms doesn't have to do tenufa. Just like a nazir who doesn't have any hands, who doesn't have any palms, doesn't have to do tenufa. So the Rush explains that that the Chachamim learned their shita from the Gzeirah Shava of Acher Acher, like we saw on Memvav Amud Aleph. And therefore, we have to say that this must be going in the shita of Rebbe Eliezer, because if we were trying to bring a raya, if we were trying to say that this was the shita of the Chachamim would say, oh, you know how I know the tenufa is not ma'akev? Because it says acher. Just like by tenufa, it says acher. By the nazir, it says acher also. And then just like by tenufa means after one thing, by nazir means after one thing. That's the lima that we had on Memvav and Aleph. So says the Rush, that would be what the Gemara was going to say if this was the shita of the Chachamim. Elamai, it's not the sheet of the Chachamim, it's the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, and therefore the Gemara is asking this as a question on the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. You said on Memvav Amud Aleph that even the tenufa is going to be ma'akev according to Rebbe Eliezer. From here, we see that the tenufa is not ma'akev, says the Gemara, Velahadatanya. So back in the Gemara, now we're on the second line. Velahadatanya, if that's the case, it also says zos toras hanazir. It says zos toras hanazir bein sheyesh lo seyar bein she'ein lo seyar, whether he has hair or not. So we know again one of the aspects of the concluding ritual of the nazir is that he has to shave his head. The question is, what if he's totally bald already? Can he be yotza the mitzvah of teglachas? It says the Gemara, so achinami delo ma'akva. You also want to say that it's not ma'akev, because just like a nazir who doesn't have hair doesn't have to shave his head, so to a nazir who does have hair doesn't have to shave his head. Just like you told me that just like a nazir who doesn't have palms doesn't have to wave, so to a nazir who does have palms also doesn't have to wave. But is that going to be the case? Are you going to tell me that the nazir, that it doesn't matter whether the nazir shaves or not? So vatanya, but we learn as follows, nazir memorat, if you have a bald nazir, Beishamai Omrim, ein etzorech la'avir tar al rosho, Beishamai says that you don't have to run a razor over his head, Ubeis Hillel Omrim tzorech la'avir tar al rosho, and Beis Hillel says that you do have to run the razor over his head. And in other words, what it means is that according to the Shita of Beis Hillel, that the Havaras Tar is going to be Ma'akev, that if you have a Nazir who's bald, you might think that you don't have to run the razor over his head because the whole purpose of running the razor over his head is to shave his hair, but he doesn't have hair, so what are you doing? So no, Beis Hillel says that Havaras Tar is Ma'akev. In other words, the shaving is Ma'akev. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of shaving with a guy who doesn't have hair, so you run the razor over his bald head? Okay, so that is, so that would be the shita of Beis Hillel. And the Braisa, which said that whether the Nazir has palms or not, it's possible to explain that Snufa is Ma'akev. In other words, this is the way the Rush explains, just like we're saying that by Nazir, whether he has hair or not, Beis Hillel would say, and of course we follow the Shita of Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel would say you still have to run the razor over his head. So too, maybe if the Nazir doesn't have palms, maybe it doesn't mean that he's totally absolved, he's released from the obligation of doing the tenufa. Maybe it means that you have to figure out another way to do the tenufa. In other words, if he doesn't have palms, put it on his forearm and wave his forearm with the stuff, with the Zerua B'Sheila and the Chalas Matzah and the Rakek Echad. So maybe that's what it means. So again, we try to prove from Bein Sheyesh Lo Kapayim, Bein Sheyesh Lo Kapayim, that Tadufa is not Ma'akev. But we see by Tiglachas, whether he has Seir or not, and Beis Hillel says that Tzorech Lahavir Tar Al Rosho, he still has to have Havaras Tar as Ma'akev. So maybe just like the Tiglachas is Ma'akev, Tiglachas not necessarily meaning that you have to take off hair, because you can run the razor over the guy's bald head, but an action is Ma'akev, maybe also by Tadufa an action is Ma'akev. Says the Gemara, V'yamar Ravina, so my ain't sarich lebeis shamai. So let's pause and talk about Beis Shamai. So Beis Hillel had said that sarich lahavir tar al rosha. You got to have a guy who's bald. You're not going to shave anything anyway. Still, you have to do the mice of Havaras Tar. Beis Shamai said you don't have to run the razor over his head because he doesn't have hair anyway. What does that mean? So says the Gemara, ain't it sarich. When it says ain't it sarich, ain't lo takana. He doesn't have a takana, meaning he's stuck because he has to do tiglachas. But he can't do tiglachas because he has no hair. So holo Beis Hillel, yesh lo takana. But according to Beis Hillel, it turns out that he does have a takana. Why does he have a takana? Because instead of the mitzvah of tiglachas, he could fulfill the mitzvah with havaras tar by running the razor over his head. And therefore, again, just like Tiglachas is Ma'akev, according to Beis Hillel, and according to Beis Shammai, because Beis Hillel, everybody, so in other words, the way the Gemara is explaining now, everybody agrees that it's Ma'akev. The only question is if you don't have hair, are you Yotza the mitzvah of Tiglachas by running the razor over his head? But just like that, maybe Tenufa should be Ma'akev as well. In other words, as we just said, that if the Nazir doesn't have palms, it doesn't mean that he's released from the mitzvah of doing tenufa. Figure out another way to do tenufa. Do tenufa with his forearm or something like that. So, but there is no raya from here that tenufa is not ma'akev. But now the Gemara is just going to parenthetically focus on the Shita Beis Shammai, who said, Tzorech vein lo takana, that because you have to do tiglachas, if the guy doesn't have hair, there is no takana, v'hainu de Rabbi Pidas. And that is the Shita of Rabbi Pidas. Amr Rabbi Pidas, Beis Shammai v'Rabbi Eliezer, amru davar echad. That Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer said the same thing. And this shouldn't be surprising to us because Rabbi Eliezer is Shamutayu, he's from the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, and of course he's going to say the same thing as Beis Shammai. My Rabbi Eliezer, what is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer that we're referring to? Tanya, we have a Braisa. Ein lo boen yad v'regel. Ein lo tahara olamis. Now we're transitioning to Mitzora. So the Mitzora, the Tahara in the Mitzora process is a totally different ceremony. We're not going to get into, but all we're going to talk about today is that part of the Tahara process of the Mitzora is that you have to place blood of the carbon that the Mitzora brings on his thumb and on his big toe of his right hand and his right foot, respectively. So, the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer is, Ein la boin yad v'regel, if he doesn't have a thumb, if he doesn't have a right thumb or a right big toe, ein lo tar olam es, the Rebbe Elazar. The Rebbe Elazar says this mitzvah can never become tar. Why? Because the Torah says you got to put the blood on the bohen yad, and he doesn't have a bohen yad, so he's done. Just like Beis Shammai says, the Torah says you got to do teglachas. If you don't have hair, you can't do teglachas. You're done. You can never get out of your naziris. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, yenichenu al makobo v'yotzei. You can't say that this guy is stuck as a mitzvah forever just because Nebuch, he doesn't have a thumb. That's crazy. So, no, you put it on the place of his thumb, and that's good enough. The Chachamim Omer, yenich al smolo v'yotzei. And the Chachamim say, no, you don't put it on the place where his thumb would be on his right hand. You put it on his left hand. So in other words, the machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim is simply what hues closest to what the Torah is trying to tell us to do. Is it putting it in the place or putting it on the other hand? But they agree that you could try to figure out an alternative, unlike Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if you don't have a right hand, if you don't have a right hand, so you don't have a thumb, you don't have a big toe, then you're stuck. Just like Beis Shammai had said, there's a mikvah of tiglachas by Nazir. If you don't have hair, you're stuck. Ein lo takana. Tzarech ve'ein lo takana. Okay, now lishna achrina. Now here's why it gets a little bit confusing, because now we're reversing the whole thing. So lishna achrina, so another lashon of what we just said, is as follows. So amar la, so amri la amar rav. So rav said, tnufa b'nazir ma'akeves. That tnufa by nazir is going to be ma'akev. That tnufa is going to be ma'akev. So he said, aliba daman. So who's this going like? Ilema aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. If it's like Rabbi Eliezer, is them pshita. Of course tnufa is ma'akev. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Achar ma'asim kulam. Rabbi Eliezer said that you're not released from your naziris until after you finish every aspect of the concluding ceremony. Tnufa is one of the aspects of the concluding ceremony. Of course it's ma'akev. Ella aliba de Rabbanan. Elamai, it's got to be according to the Rabbanan who say that tnufa is going to be ma'akev. It says the Gemara, Hashi yesh lomar, teglachas amri Rabbanan lo ma'akva, tnufa mivai. If you're going to tell me that according to the Chachamim, then even the teglachas is not going to be ma'akev, then of course the tnufa is going, then of course the tnufa is not going to be, then of course the tnufa is not going to be ma'akev either. So says the Gemara, umilo ma'akva, but is it not ma'akev? Is the teglachas not ma'akev? Va'tanya, and is the tnufa not ma'akev? Va'tanya, zos Torah sanazir, bein sheyesh lo kapayim, bein she'ein lo kapayim. That this is the Torah sanazir, whether he has palms or whether he doesn't have palms. Now, then the reason that's confusing is as follows. Up on top of the Amud, when we said Zos Toros and Nazir, whether he has palms or not, we were trying to say, oh, and just like a Nazir who doesn't have palms doesn't have to do the Tnufa, also a Nazir who does have palms doesn't have to do the Tnufa. Now the Gemara is saying something totally different. Zos Toros and Nazir, whether he has palms or not, there's a principle in all of Shas. All this is not found in the Gemara, but this is found in the Mefarshim. So there's a principle in all of Shas that kol sheroi lebila ein bila makeves bo. Kol she'ein roi lebila bila makeves bo. That means by the Korban Mincha, we're talking about mixing the flour and the oil. They have to be in a certain proportion. And so we know that if that the proportions of flour and oil have to be such that the oil could be fully mixed into the flour. Now, if the proportions are right, there's no requirement that you actually do the mixing. But it has to be roi to do the mixing. Meaning, if a Nazir has palms, so you could do the tnufa, you don't have to do the tnufa. But if the Nazir is the type of guy who can't do the tnufa, then the tnufa is going to be ma'akev. So from the limud where it says, Zos Toros and Nazir, Bein She'esh Lo Kapayim, Bein She'en Lo Kapayim, we're going to learn that tnufa is ma'akev. That tnufa is ma'akev, because if the guy doesn't have palms, then it's like the principle of Cain, kol she'ein roi lebila, bila ma'keves, because he's not able to do tnufa, the tnufa is going to be ma'akev. Now, according to the shita of the Chachamim, he certainly only needs one ma'isa, but he certainly only needs one ma'isa, but it could be that when the Chachamim say he's tar after one ma'isa, it means the Maisa is the Shechitas Karban with the Zrika and the Tnufa. Maybe the Tnufa is part of the Karban. What we had said was the Chachamim say, after the Karban, you're done. But maybe the Karban includes Tnufa. So from here, we're trying to bring a Raya that Tnufa is Ma'akev. Aye, but says the Gemara Vela, the Tanya, Zos Torah, Sanoz, Rabbein Sheyesh, Lo Seir, Rabbein Shein, Lo Seir, Hachinami de Ma'akva. You're going to tell me that Teglachas is Ma'akev? Tanya, but I Nazir Memora, to bold Nazir, Beishame Omram, Ain Sorech Lavir Taral Rosho, that you don't have to run the razor over his head. Beisilol Omrim Tzarech. Beisilol says that you have to run the razor over his head. But when you run the razor over his head, you are fulfilling the mitzvah through Avaras Tar, meaning that Teglachas is not Ma'akev. So if Teglachas is not Ma'akev, why should Tnufa be Ma'akev? Summer of Avina, Might Tzarech LeBeisilol. No, we're not understanding what Beisilol means. Beisilol doesn't mean that if you run the razor over his head, it's good enough. But that he has to shave, but he can't. Tzarech doesn't mean that he runs the razor over his head and you're Yosef with Avaras Tar. Tzarech means that the Nazir needs Teglachas, and because this Nazir can't get Misgal, because this Nazir, I'm not going to try with the Diktuk, because this Nazir cannot be shaved because he's bald, therefore he can never fulfill the mitzvah. So from here, we're teaching up Beis Hillel that the Shita Beis Hillel is that Giluach is Taka Ma'akev. So says the Gemara, LeBeis Shammai Yesh Lo Takana, and according to Beis Shammai, when it says, Ain't a Tzorech La'avir Tar, so if Beis Hillel is the one who says that he's stuck, Beis Shammai is the one who said that he's not stuck. And if Beis Shammai is the one who says that he's not stuck, Pligi the Rapidas, then that argues on Rapidas, because Rapidas is the one who had said that Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer by Metzora, who said that if the Metzora doesn't have a right thumb, he's stuck. They say the same thing, but that assumes that Beis Shammai says that the Nazir who's bald is stuck. According to this limud, Beis Shammai is the one who's saying that if the Nazir is bald, it's not going to be a problem. Okay, so hopefully that was somewhat coherent. We're going to now learn the next Mishnah. So says the Mishnah as follows: Gilach Gileach ala Zevach. If he was Gilach ala Zevach, let's say, so again, the ritual is that he has to slaughter these karbanas, he has to shech these karbanas, he has to do the teglachas. So if he did the teglachas after he shechted a karban, v'nimtza pasul, and then the karban was pasul. Why was the karban pasul? The karban was pasul because Tosfos says either the blood spilled or the blood was taken out of the azara, or because the blood became tamei, then teglachto psula. Then the teglachas is going to be pasul. Why is the teglachas pasul? Because the Mefarish explains the teglachas has to come after the maisa hakrava of a karban, which is kosher. If you brought the karban, but the karban is not kosher, what's it like? It's like doing the teglachas before you brought the karban, or during the term of the Naziris. If you do the teglachas during the term of the Naziris, it's obviously not going to be good. Says the Gemara, Vizvachav lo alulo, and obviously, his zevach didn't do anything for him. That his zevach didn't do anything for him. And Tosfa says that this means shar zvachim shehikriv achrei teglachas psula lo alulo da hoel va'ayat tzarich lahashos achi yigdal saru v'akrava shar zvachim lahoya roi liskaleach yes lahachshav zvachim kilu hikriv kodem otoch malos. Why? Because there's a process. You got to bring one karban. You got to do the teglachas. Then you got to bring the other karbanas. So if you do the teglachas and the karban was pasul, the teglachas was done too early. If the teglachas didn't count and then you bring the other karbanos, that's not good, because you got to bring the other karbanos after a kosher teglachas. Says the Gemara, Gilach alachatas, now an illustration. If you were miskaleach on the chatas, let's say the chatas was the first carbon, shelo lishma. The problem is you shechted a chatas shelo lishma. Chatas shelo lishma is pasul. V'yachaka chevi karbonos of lishman. And after that, you brought your other karbonos and you brought them with the proper intent. Teglachto psula, the teglachas is going to be pasul, because you had to do the teglachas after bringing a karbon, and the karbon that you brought was pasul. V'zvach alo alalo. And the other karbonos don't count, because the other karbonos have to be brought after a kosher teglachas, and you never had a kosher teglachas. Gilach ala ola ala shlamim shalol lishman. Let's say you were miskaleach on the ola or shlamim that you brought first, and you brought them shalol lishma. You didn't have lishma intent. V'yachaka chaviyu karbonos of lishman, and after that you brought your karbonos lishma. Teglach to psula, your teglachas is going to be pasul again because it was lo lishma. V'zvach ala ola lo, and your other karbonos don't count. That's a Tanakama. However, Reb Shimon Omer, Oso azevach lo alalo, Aval shar zvachim alulo. No, that korban which was brought shelo lishma doesn't count, but the other korbanos are good, and you only have to make up the one korban that was brought shelo lishma. V'mgilach ha-shloshtam v'nimtza echad miyam kosher teglachto k'shei rav yavi shar zvachim. And if you didn't have in mind that teglachas should go on any one of the korbanos in particular, you just brought all three, and then the teglachas, that obviously is going to be good because the teglachas just has to come after one korban. Let's just finish up the Gemara. So Amar Rav Ada bar Ahava zos omeres ksava Rav Shimon nazir shagileach al shalmei nedava yatsa. That if a nazir is miskaleach al shalmei nedava, he's going to be yotzei. How do we know this? Because we know that a shlamim which is brought shelo lishma has a din of a shalmei nedava. So this nazir should have brought the karban shlamim with lishma, that it's the shalmei nazir. He didn't, but in that case it's a regular shlamim. So my time, because Rav Shimon is the one who said that the other karbanos are olalo. So if the other karbanos work for him, obviously the first karban that he brought was also going to be kosher. So my time, damar krav v'nasan ala eish asher tacha zebach hashlamim v'lo ksev al shlamav, because it doesn't say shlamav, which means shalmei nazir. It just says shlamim stam. It means that even if the guy does the teglachas after the karban shlamim, which was brought shalol lishma, it's also going to be kosher. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah on top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Hope everybody has a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.